budgeting. When we keep a budget, there's so much benefits to it. And I know a lot of you, when you hear budget, you're like cringing, like, what is a budget? Or I don't want to keep a budget, or whatever your thoughts may be for a budget. I have a few pointers, a few tips that that'll help you along the way, that has helped me and my wife along the way in keeping a budget and in getting debt free. Whenever you're okay, basically a budget is a tool to help you manage your money. It's to help you be responsible with your money and to have a little bit of self-control with your money and the ability to help you build wealth in the long run. That's what a budget helps you do. It helps you manage your money, okay? And a zero-based budget is what we used. It's basically you put your money, what you make for the week or for the month, at the top of the page, and you minus every little thing, that every bill to come out of that money. And then after you subtract everything from that, from the original balance, whatever's left over, you have to tell it to go somewhere, to eventually that number turns to zero. If the number is negative, then you should probably get rid of some of your bills, try to figure out how to increase your income. But the main thing is that that balance at the bottom has got to be zero after you minus every single thing. So tell every single dollar where to go. That's basically what you do for a zero-based budget. So that's what a budget is. It's easy. It's simple to understand. We can get it, right? But the main meat behind this, the main things behind this is more mentally, behaviorally, relationally. And these are some of the things that have helped my wife and I when in keeping a budget and creating and maintaining a budget. Okay, the first thing is to be forgiving of one another and be forgiving of yourself, because it's like a skill. When you're starting something new, you make mistakes along the way, you learn from your mistakes along the way, and a lot of times you fall. You basically fall and you got to pick yourself back up, pick your wife back up, pick yourselves back up to continue on this path to learning how to budget. And so be forgiving of one another. Learn how to receive forgiveness and to give forgiveness and say, okay, we messed up here, so next time we're going to do this. So basically you assess the situation. You see what worked, what didn't work in your budget. Say you over budgeted or you under budgeted for something. Like say you put more money that you thought you were going to use, and so just decrease it next time. So it's a process. You got to be patient with us. That's another thing. You got to be patient with one another, and do it together. Do it together. What this will do is it'll create communication in your marriage. Regarding finances, it has helped my wife and I, our communication a lot more. We talk about money a lot more. Before, we would neglect it like the plague. Like we would not want to go near it, because I knew I had flaws. My wife knew she had flaws, and we didn't want to bring them to the table. That's basically what we did. Flaws in dealing with money. And we didn't want to bring our vulnerability to the table. So that's what you do. You take your vulnerabilities, you communicate them, financially, and you grow, you bond together with one another. So that's and another thing is be on the same page with your wife. I mean, tell them, look, babe, or wife, I've been noticing that our budget is our finances are, we're negative at the end of the month, and I want us to be wealthy and to have this. I want us to have a dream of this, or I want us to have a house of this. You know, just bring up those dreams and those goals that you want to have in the future, instead of just saying, oh, we're going to do a budget. You know, just talk about your dreams, talk about what you want to do with money, and go from there. And the budget is like a foundation to be able to get there. Because if we don't have a budget, if we don't tell our money where to go, our money's going to go into places that don't necessarily need to go. And it's going to keep us from our dreams. And it's going to cause us to go into more debt. Because whenever, like, say you go shopping without a plan, if you don't have a plan and you don't know what you're looking for, what you're going to do, You're going to impulse, you know, there's a liability that you're liable to impulse, to overspend. And eventually you're going to start saying, oh, well, I don't have any more money. So I'm just going to get a credit card to be able to get that next thing. And then it's going to just be a downward spiral of getting, oh, this. And you just look for everything. Scratch all that. Start from the basic budget. Tell your money where to go. If you do not have money for it, don't buy it. That means if you don't have money for it and you go buy it, that means you get it in debt. You don't want to be in debt. That's a place where you don't want to be. That's what we decided, my wife and I, before we started this journey. So communication is key. Be on the same page. Forgive one another. Be patient with one another. Forgiveness brings healing. So all this basically brings healing to your marriage. If you're single, it's easier, but you're just you. So you're just focusing with yourself. You're spending time with yourself. You're learning how to grow as a person individually. So that way, when you do come together with a spouse, that you already have, you're knowledgeable about this. And say your spouse is not knowledgeable, or both of you are knowledgeable, then you grow faster. Or, you know what I mean? You'll have good communication at the onset of your marriage, basically, if you're single. So in that case, have forgiveness to yourself. Just be patient with yourself and know that nobody's perfect. You know, we're constantly working on this. You know, we're constantly growing, going from glory to glory, as God says, you know, in all areas of our life, not just financial, but spiritual, physical, intellectual, social, career, you know, social relationships and things of that nature. So all that to say, guys, a budget is doable. It's 20% head knowledge and like 80% behavior. And the reason why it's 80% behavior, because it's more coming together, communicating, forgiving one another, being patient with one another, having the same goals in mind, you know, thinking about your legacy, about your kids, about them, raising them with good financial principles, and being able maybe to send them to college or to give them a home later, or give your grandchildren a home, or pass that on, you know. So God has given us the power and ability to build wealth. Why not take advantage of that? Not, you know, embrace it and say, okay, I have the ability to do this. Let's do this. Okay. And one quick thing, it's not going to be easy. I mean, whenever you first start to learn a new skill, like say you go to try to learn the guitar, at first, it's not easy. It's difficult. You start to get calluses on your hands. You know, if you're starting to learn how to play the drums, you got to learn how to keep rhythm. It's the same thing, guys. I mean, it's difficult, but if you really want a true, genuine path to wealth building and embracing the power and ability that God has given you, it takes sacrifice. It takes determination. And it's difficult at first, but eventually it'll get easier with time, and you'll just have more ideas. Like, we have more ideas now after getting out of debt of how to continue to create wealth and build wealth, so that way we can live and give in the future. Thanks a lot, you guys, for watching and for listening. Check out the YouTube channel. I have a podcast. I have a book that I'm going to be working on with all these different, I mean, I don't just talk about finances. I also talk about other stuff like life topics, like forgiveness and coworkers and just all kinds of stuff. And I'm going to compile it all into one little small book, and be on the lookout for that. So I appreciate you guys watching, for listening. Have a good one.